And still yet I look upon the light of the sun in the campfire, by the campfire, oh the campfire. It burns higher and higher, whether it's a campfire or a bonfire, even just a fireplace, it's just the right place for the torment of starlight to be born again, for the sunlight to illuminate the night. So still yet I sweat from the burning blaze of the sun, and still yet I gaze into the rays of the sun in the campfire, by the campfire.
CO2, aka that carbon dioxide. It's two parts oxygen and one part carbon, right? You can put them together and you can take them apart, alright? But you need the energy to make it work right. That's photosynthesis.
Mysterious.
The plants want that gas cause it makes them go delirious with light from the sun in the chlorophyll membrane. This is the part where the science gets insane. It spits out all the oxygen because it doesn't need it. It keeps all of the carbon like a food of which to feed it. Now its body is made up of carbon molecules. To reverse the process, just gotta follow the rules. Campfires won't endure without some wind blowing on them, and they won't even start without some kindling to spawn them. But when fire has oxygen along with some carbon, the energy will put the stuff together again. And the combustion releases the heat of the sun, and the process releases the light of the sun, and the reunion, it releases the love of the sun, not to mention CO2, I'm done.
So still yet, I'm dancing circles around the sun, and still yet, I'm singing thanks and praises for the sun, dance around the campfire.